thanks. Troy Dreamfly descending first up from a spell, score a very impressive and effortless win this open handicap here today.
Yeah, no, he won very well. I had him primed for a new market first up, and unfortunately we never got a run, and he had three trials in preparation for that. So I come today, thought the horse would be very hard to beat. The only concern I had was the wide barrier, but luckily the speed was on, and he followed the instructions perfectly, how to ride him, and the horse duly won.
Well, he made a good improvement from about the 600. He sort of crept into the race, but turning for home, once he straightened up, if he'd have been looking up the home straight, he wouldn't have wanted to be on any other horse.
No, he's got a great finish on him, great turn of foot when ridden, you know, when given a chance early to get into his rhythm, and then he's got a great finish at the end, and he's got a great turn of foot. That's an asset he's got over his half-brother Dream Peddler, where he's got to go for a flat spot, where this horse has got a terrific turn of foot.
He's a mile as far as this horse wants.
I've ran him a couple of times over the mile. He's bred to actually stay better than Dream Peddler, but he hasn't showed those signs yet. But a sprinter miler, there's plenty of races for him, and I really think he could be a weight for age horse this year.
Are you going to go to the tote.com.au stakes, that weight for age race over 1200 next?
Why not?
Is that his plan?
That's his plan.
All right, and then you'll look at the Kevin Sharkey maybe at that?
Yeah, well, I've got Dream Peddler for that too, so right. I never know.
Could be a two-prong attack.
Maybe.
All right, but the tote.com.au stakes is his next set.
Oh, well, he might need a run before then, but we'll see.
All right, mate, well done.
Thank you.